M17 recording length 21 minutes and 43 seconds. This recording was created using www.spokentext.net. Messier 17 star forming nebula M17, NGC 6618, an emission nebula, with open star cluster, in Sagittarius Omega, Swan, Horseshoe, or Lobster Nebula M17.jpg, right ascension 18, 20.8, H:M. Declination, 16, 11, deg colon m, distance 5.0, cli, visual brightness 6.0, mag, apparent dimension 11.0, arc min, discovered by Philippe Lois de Chasseau in 1745-46, the Omega Nebula Messier 17, Million 17, NGC 6618, also called the Swan Nebula, the Horseshoe Nebula, or especially on the southern hemisphere, the Lobster Nebula, is a region of star formation and shines by excited emission, caused by the higher energy radiation of young stars. Unlike in many other emission nebulae, however, these stars are not obvious in optical images, but hidden in the nebula. Star formation is either still active in this nebula, or ceased very recently. A small cluster of about 35 bright but obscured stars seems to be embedded in the nebulosity. This object was discovered by Philippe Lois de Chasseau and is one of only six nebulae properly so called. In his catalogue, de Chasseau's discovery didn't get widely known, thus Charles Messier independently rediscovered it and catalogued it on June 3, 1764. The color of the Omega Nebula is reddish, with some graduation to pink. This color comes from the hot hydrogen gas which is excited to shine by the hottest stars which have just formed within the nebula. However, the brightest region is actually of white color, not overexposed as one might think. This phenomenon is apparently a result of a mixture of emission light from the hottest gas, together with reflections of the bright starlight from the dust in this region. The nebula contains a large amount of dark obscuring material, which is obvious in its remarkable features. This matter has been heated by the hidden young stars, and shines brightly in infrared light. The mass of the gas has been estimated to amount about 800 times that of the Sun, enough for forming a conspicuous cluster, and a good deal more than that of the Orion Nebula M42. While the bright nebula seems to be roughly 15 light-years in extension, the total gaseous cloud, including low-luminosity material, seems to extend to at least 40 light-years. Distance estimates are spread over a wide range, but modern values are between 5,000 and 6,000 light-years. Thus little less than that of its apparent neighbor, M16 with the Eagle Nebula. Apparently, these two star-forming regions are indeed close together, in the same spiral arm, the Sagittarius or Sagittarius Carina arm, of the Milky Way galaxy, and perhaps part of the same giant complex of cosmic clouds of interstellar matter. As for many diffuse nebulae, the overall brightness of this object is difficult to estimate, and is given discordantly in the sources. While older sources give estimates around 7.0 magnitudes, probably because these were performed at northern observatories, modern compilations list its visual magnitude brighter. Dunmacholtz lists it at 6.6 mag, the Sky Catalog 2000.0 at 5.0 mag, and the Deep Sky Field Guide to Ionometry at 2000.0 gives a value of 6.0 mag, which we adopt here. Anyway, it is visible to the naked eye under good observing conditions from not too northern geographic latitudes. The Omega or Swan Nebula M17 can be found quite easily, and similar and simultaneously to its apparent neighbor, M16. The first way to find it is locating the white giant star Gamma Scuti, of magnitude 4.70 and spectral type A2III, e.g. from Altair, Alpha Aquilae, via Delta and Lambda AQL. M16 is slightly more than 2 degrees to the southwest of this star. Alternatively, in particular with a pair of binoculars, locate star cloud M24 and move northward via a pair of stars of 6th and 7th mag in the northeastern edge of M24, followed by small open cluster M18 one deg north, and M17 another one deg to the north. Under very favorable conditions, M17 is just visible to the naked eye at its apparent visual brightness of 6.0 magnitudes. Messier 17 observations and descriptions discovered by Philippe Lois de Chasseau in 1745-46, independently rediscovered by Charles Messier on June 3, 1764 Messier, M. 17, June 3, 1764 1718 H. 07 meters 03s, 271 D. 45, 48, 16 D. 14, 44, a train of light without stars, of 5 or 6 minutes in extent, in the shape of a spindle, and a little like that in Andromeda's Belt M. 31, but of a very faint light. There are 2 telescopic stars nearby and placed parallel to the equator. In a good sky one observes this nebula very well in an ordinary telescope of 3.5 foot Florida. Seen again the 22nd of March 1781. Diom. 5. Membacid for 1771. P. 442-443. First Messier catalog. In the same night June 3 to 4. 1764. I have discovered that little distance of the cluster of stars of which I just have told, a train of light of 5 or 6 minutes of arc in extension, in the shape of a spindle, and in almost the same shape, as that in the girdle of Andromeda M31, but of a very faint light, not containing any star. One can see 2 of them nearby which are telescopic and placed parallel to the equator. In a good sky one perceives very well that nebula with an ordinary non-achromatic refractor of 3.5 feet Florida. I have determined its position in right ascension of 271 D. 45, 48, and its declination of 16 D. 14, 44, south. P. 456, 1764. June. 3, raw, 271.45.48, dec. 16.14.44.8, diom. 05, train of light without stars. Little distant from the preceding star cluster, Dichaso, DCH number 20. Finally, another nebula, which has never been observed. It is of a completely different shape than the others. It has perfectly the form of a ray, or of the tail of a comet, of 7, length and 2, breadth. Its sides are exactly parallel and rather well terminated, as are its 2 ends. Its middle is wider than the borders. I have found its raw for this year as 271 D. 32, 35, and its southern declination as 16 D. 15, 6. It has an angle Pennsylvania, at 50 deg with the meridian, Bode, Bode 54, a nebula, William Herschel 1811, PT volume 1811, P 226 336, here P 278, 3, of nebulosities joined to nebulae. The nature of diffused nebulosities is such that we often see it joined to real nebulae. For instance of this kind we have the following 14 objects including them 17 unpublished observations of Messier's nebulae and clusters. Scientific Papers, Volume 2, p. 652, 1783, July 31, a very singular nebula. It seems to be the link to join the nebula in Orion to others. For this is not without a possibility of being stars. I think a great deal more of light and a much higher power would be of service. 1784, June 22, SW 231, a wonderful nebula, very much extended, with a hook on the preceding western side, the nebulosity of the milky kind, several stars visible in it, but they seem to have no connection with the nebula, which is far more distant. I saw it only through short intervals of flying clouds and haziness, but the extent of the light including the hook is above 10. I suspect besides, that on the following eastern side it goes on much farther and diffuses itself towards the north and south. It is not of equal brightness throughout and has one or more places where the milky nebulosity seems to degenerate into the resolvable mottled kind. Such a one is that just following the hook towards the north. Should this be confirmed on a very fine night, it would bring on the step between these 2 nebulosities which is at present wanting, and would lead us to surmise that this nebula is a stupendous stratum of immensely distant fixed stars, some of whose branches come near enough to us to be visible as a resolvable nebulosity, while the rest runs on to so great a distance as only to appear under the milky form. John Herschel, 1833, H. 2008, H. 2008 equals M. 17, Sweep 163. July 19, 1828, Ra 18 H 10 meters 44.2s, NPD 106 D 17, 55, 1830.0, right ascension and north polar distance, The principal star in the preceding are of a horseshoe-like portion of the nebula M17 C Fig 35, Sweep 274, July 27, 1830, Ra 18 H 10 meters 46.8, NPD 106 D 14, 5, 1830.0, the small insulated, resolvable knot in the preceding, straight branch of the nebula, Sweep 358, July 30, 1831, Ra 18 H 10 meters 51.8, NPD 106 D 14, 19, 1830.0, the same knot. See description of this nebula in the appendix. See also figure, Sweep 33, July 24, 1826, NPD 106 D 15, 48, 1830.0, a most curious object, not unlike the nebula in Orion, as it used to be figured, like a Greek capital Omega. There is in it a resolvable portion or knot distinctly separated from an insulated in the rest as if it had absorbed the nebula near it, a figure carefully drawn, the PD inaccurate, being much past mirrored. Sweep 48, August 6, 1823, NPD 106 D 15, 27, 1830.0, a large extended nebula. Its form is that of a Greek omega with left, or following, baseline turned upwards. The curved, or horseshoe, part is very F, and has many stars in it. The preceding baseline hardly visible. The following, which is the principal branch, occupies nearly half the field, 7.5. Its light is not equable, but bloody. Strong twilight. Appendix. Figure on plate XII. Figure 35. Number 2008. Million 17. Ra 18 H 10 meters 45s. NPD 106 D 15. Fig 35. Miss 17. The figure of this nebula is nearly that of the Greek capital Omega, somewhat distorted and very unequally bright. It is remarkable that this is the form usually attributed to the great nebula in Orion, though in that nebula I confess I can discern no resemblance whatever to the Greek letter. Messier perceived only the bright preceding branch of the nebula now in question, without any of the attached convolutions which were first noticed by my father. The chief peculiarities which I have observed in it are, first, the resolvable knot in the following portion of the bright branch, which is in a considerable degree insulated from the surrounding nebula, strongly suggesting the idea of an absorption of nebulous matter, and 2 and dly, the much feebler and smaller knot in the north preceding end of the same branch, where the nebula makes a sudden bend at an acute angle. With a view to a more exact representation of this curious nebula, I have at different times taken micrometrical measures of the relative places of the stars in and near it, by which, when laid down on the chart, its limits may be traced and identified, as I hope soon to have better opportunity to do than its low situation in this latitudes will permit. Smythe, DCXLV 645, M17 DCXLV 17 million Clypeis obisci now Sagittarii, R18 H 11 meters 23s, Dec S 16 D 15.8 mean epoch of the observation, 1836.68 August 1836. With a drawing, the horseshoe, or Greek Omega Omega, nebula, just below Sibisky's shield, discovered by M. Messier in 1764, and registered as a train of light without stars, about 5, or 6, in extent, as with the two preceding objects M16 and M18, its place hangs upon Mu Sagittarii, from which it bears north by east, about 5 deg distant, in the line towards Epsilon Aquilae. In my telescope charged with a moderate magnification, eyepiece, this curious nebula is well seen, though not to the extent of convolution figured by Sir John Herschel. A magnificent, arched, and irresolvable luminosity occupies more than one-third of the area, in a splendid group of stars, among which are Nas 38 and 43, Haur XVIII of Piazzi. They are principally from the 9th to the 12th magnitudes, reaching more or less all over the field, somewhat in the accompanying form. John Herschel, 1847, Figure 1 on Plate II, Lord Ross John Herschel, General Catalogue, GC 4403, GC 4403 equals H 2008 equals M 17, Ra 18 H 12 meters 33.1s, NPD 106 D 13, 36.0, 1860.0, right ascension and north polar distance, B, L, 8 if, 2, hooked, 9 observations by W. N. J. Herschel, magnificent, bright, extremely large, of extremely irregular shape, hooked like a 2, number slash digit 2, remark, figures in PT 33 JH 1833, plate IV, fig 35, CGH JH 1847, plate the second, fig 1, Lam Dr. Lamont Sevenlisch Vorlsung über Nebel Flecken, Munich 1837, plate I, fig 10, M.A. Mr. Mason's Memoirs in Volume V of the Transactions of the American Academy, plate VI, fig 1, Huggins Phil, Trans, Roysock, Volume 156, 1866, p. 381-397, here p. 385, no GC, 4403, 2008 H 17 million R 8 18 H 12 meters 33s, NPD 106 D 13, 36, remarkable object, bright, extremely large, extremely irregular figure, 2, hooked. Sir John Herschel observes of this nebula, a most curious object, not unlike the nebula in Orion, as it used to be figured like a Greek capital Omega, there is in it a resolvable portion, asterisk, or not distinctly separated from and insulated in the rest, as if it had absorbed the nebula near it. Its form is like the Greek Omega, with the left, or following eastern, baseline turned upwards. The curved or horseshoe part is very faint, and has many stars in it, the preceding western, baseline hardly visible. Its light is not equable, but blotty. JH 1833. Lord Oaks Mantown Ross informs me that in the observations of this nebula at Bicker Castle there is no mention of resolvability, and that the central part to the right of star Alpha consists of bunches or patches of bright nebulosity, with fainter nebulosity intervening. The spectrum of this nebula indicates that it possesses a gaseous constitution. One bright line only was seen, occupying in the spectrum apparently the same position as the brightest lines of nitrogen. When the slit was made as narrow as the intensity of the light would permit, this bright line was not so well defined as the corresponding line in some of the other nebulae under similar conditions of the slit, but remains nebulous at the edges. When the brightest position of the nebula containing the nucleus or bright knot was brought upon the slit, in addition to the bright line a faint narrow continuous spectrum was seen. The bright knot appeared in my telescope smaller and more condensed than it is represented in the drawings of Sir John Herschel. Asterisk. Mr. Mason declares the upper and larger knot to be a resolvable by his telescope, a reflector of 12 inches apertured and 14 feet focal length. In this particular my observations of 1835 and 1837 so far agree, that its resolvability is not mentioned in words or indicated in the diagrams made on those observations. Sir John Herschel, results of astronomical observations at the Cape of Good Hope, P7 and PL2, Fig 1. Classical Memoirs of the Royal Astronomical Society, Volume XXXVI, 36, Drawing on Plate II, Fig. 33, Dreyer, 1877, GC 4403, H 2008-17, Omega Nebula, Drawing in Lassell, Plate II, Fig. 33. Two drawings of this nebula, by Trouvelot and Holden, are found in Professor Holden's interesting paper on supposed changes in the nebula M17, American Journal of Science and Arts, Volume, XI, May 1876. Compare Washington, UBS, 1874, Plate VI, Dreyer, and GC 6618, and GC 6618 equals GC 4403 equals H 2008, M17. Ra 18 H 12 meters 42s, NPD 106 D 13.9, 1860.0, right ascension and north polar distance, B, L, A if, 2 hooked, equals M17 magnificent, bright, extremely large, of extremely irregular shape, hooked like a 2, number slash digit 2, remark, figures and PT33JH1833, plate XII, Fig 35, CGHJH1847, plate II, Fig 1, Lam Lamont, Tuber die Nebelflecken, Munich, 1837, plate I, Fig 10, Mason Mason and Smith, Transactions of American Philosophical Society, Volume V, plate VI, Fig 1, Last Two Lassel, Memoirs or A.S. Volume XXXVI, plate VII, Fig 33, Washholden and Trouvelot, Washington Observations, 1874, Act I, plate VI, Fig 3, Holden, Trouvelotomer, Journ 1876, p. 348, Lissior Proc, RSXVIII, plate I, LDR Observations of Nebulae and Star Clusters at Bicker Castle, 1848-78, Transactions Royal Dublin Society, Volume the 2nd 1880, plate VI, Curtis Descriptions of 762 Nebulae and Clusters Photographed with the Crossley Reflector, PUBL, Lickobs, Number 13, Part 1, P9, 42, NGC 6618, RA equals 18:15.0, DEC equals 1613, PUBL, Lickobs, Volume VII, Plate 58, M17, The Horseshoe, or Omega, Nebula, very bright, very large nebulosity, showing a wealth of detail, filling an area about 26 × 20.0 sn, content Karasyov sets, students for the exploration and development of space, accessed September 20, 2007, text to mp3 by spokentext.net, quick and dirty complied by john-morris.net. This recording was created using Spoken Text, the free online text-to-audio converter. To learn more about Spoken Text, visit www.spokentext.net.